describe to me what you saw at the speed camera.
My wife woke me at about a little after one, and this was on fire.
Describe how it was burning.
It blew up. Somebody put propellant, gasoline, something like that, and set it on fire. It's urban terrorism.
How long did it take to burn?
It was probably on fire for a half hour before the police and everybody got here.
And they just threw some water or powder on it?
No, they had a fire extinguisher. If that thing really went off, it could have exploded. There's three marine batteries in there. And if those batteries actually, it would have blown up. It would have blown that whole thing up.
Now, you look over there, there's some power lines and stuff. How high were the flames?
8 to 10 feet above the box.
How long has the speed camera been out here in front of your house?
Since last Friday. So not even a week. And the residents of this community have asked for this for a long time. And the cowards that did this, hope somebody grabs them. If I had caught them, I probably would have roughed them up.
And by the time you saw it, you didn't see anyone here. You just saw the flames?
I was sleeping. My wife woke me up and said, "You got to see what's going on here. This is our bedroom right there."
And you looked right on it, and those flames were shooting up in the air?
Yeah.
And the community's been working to get the speed camera here?
For 2.5 years, yeah. And all the residents, I mean, this, I've lived here 14 years, and this used to be very slow, much slower. Traffic was, this was Mayberry, and now it's not so much. And the speed camera, there's been deaths on this road. There's been bodies in my yard, my neighbor's yard. There's been 13 deaths in the last 4 years within literally a quarter mile each way. So the residents have pushed for this, and some vigilantes decided to take out what the community wants. And I board kids right here. This is, you see a line right here. You're standing on. And my kids can't go any further than the line you're standing on. I painted it up. We've had people come up the driveway. My neighbor Bob, who you actually called first, he left. Those wrought iron steps were taken out by a car.
Now, had you noticed any difference in the last week or so, people starting to slow down?
Yeah, but you can see right now it's business as usual. It's a $40 fine. It should be $100. The gentleman who installed this, who's with Xerox in Europe, in England, you get 10% over. So if you're, it's a 30-mile school zone like this is, you'd get 33, and then you get a ticket. Here it's 42, which is absurd.
What would you like to see happen to the person or the persons responsible for lighting it on fire?
Definitely incarcerated, but I'm telling you, the neighbors, if we had caught them, they wouldn't need prison. Seriously, I mean, I had my kids crying this morning. That's not good.
Not something that anybody wants to see in their front yard.
No, it's terrorism. It's urban terrorism. That's what it is.